We work together. We stick together. We support one another. You're not on the island. You're here with a team of people that can provide the greatest level of support so you can provide the greatest level of service to your school community.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Season 5 of the Future Ready Librarian Podcast Series, Leading from the Library. This is a podcast for all librarians, wherever you are in your journey. It is filled with amazing guests, important topics, and engaging conversations that will inspire, engage, and support all of us as Future Ready Librarians. I am your host, Shannon McClintock-Miller. I am the district teacher librarian at Van Meter Community School in Van Meter, Iowa, and I serve as the Future Ready Librarian spokesperson. I have the pleasure of working within my library and school community and also with others around the country and world through Future Ready Librarian events, conferences, consulting, writing, and more. I am honored to bring these voices and the work of others to our podcast and to all of you. And today, it's a Saturday, and I couldn't be more excited to invite my friend and amazing librarian, Casey Boyd, to our show. Welcome, Casey.
Good morning, and good morning, and thank you for inviting me on.
I know, I'm so happy. When we were trying to schedule this, I was thankful that you said on a Saturday, because we're back in school, and it's so busy, and all kinds of things. It's crazy that it's October 1st. And so kind of crazy about that too.
Exactly. Because like this past week, I had a opera singer from South Africa that came and presented and sang for the children this week. And then we also had author David Barclay Moore, who's a Coretta Scott King award-winning author. He came and he did an author visit and signed books for his new book, Holler of the Fireflies. So it was a very busy week, along with trying to get ready for Halloween for the first day. You know, I want the library all set up Monday, you know, when the kids come in with all the spooky stuff so they can enjoy it for an entire month, you know.
Yes, that's so awesome. Well, Casey, let's start out just by having you tell us about yourself.
Easily put, easygoing person. I actually, the traditional way of describing a librarian, very introverted. I mean, I can sit here and hold an easy conversation with you because I have known you for several years, but I'm actually quite very shy person. It takes a while for me to warm up to people. But when I warm up to you, then, you know, I'll talk your head off. But I'm originally from Chicago and born in Chicago and a child of two Chicago Public Schools teachers. So this is I'm a second generation educator. And I am one of three children. Older brother is a retired pilot. My sister is the director of the EPA program here for the Chesapeake Bay area here in the Maryland, or I should say the DMV area, which is the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. So I have been working as a school librarian now for 24 years and love it. This is my third school district, working currently for the District of Columbia Public Schools at Jefferson Academy in Southwest DC. And it's a middle school. So I am in the middle of drama and high energy with middle schoolers and hormones. And I have taught all grade levels, including working in administration twice, but this is my favorite area of librarianship, school librarianship to work in, including administration. I prefer middle school over administration and any other grade bands because they're fun and they're still curious about learning and reading in the library.
Your library is beautiful. Like, so is your library looks like it's an old school. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It was constructed. The building was constructed originally in 1938. And 3 years ago, we went through a remodernization. And I was thinking I was going to get a real big open space, like a traditional big library media center. And it couldn't be done because we found out that my library is considered a historical landmark for the Southwest area of DC. So they had to keep the original framework and glasswork up. I'm very grateful for the glasswork because I can see directly from like the fiction reading room all the way into the makerspace. So if someone is doing something they have no business doing, I can see everything that's going on. So that's a wonderful thing about it, but it's very pretty. It's it has a mixture of old and modern kind of feel to it when you come in.
It is beautiful. When you posted the pictures, the colors, and it's just such a welcoming space for the kids. It's so beautiful. I want to come visit.
They enjoy it. Come through. Anybody, anybody, you're in town, just let me know. Come through and visit. The school just loves having visitors as a whole. And not only do we have a beautiful library space, but the classrooms are really inviting and beautiful. We believe it or not, we have a rock climbing wall on the inside of the school, which is a lot of fun. And our back courtyard is like the bomb, especially when we want to do theater or activities with the kids. It's really, really, really nice. And we're right across the street from the wharf. So if you came to ALA annual and you went to the wharf, which is a lakefront area here in DC, my school is right across the street.
Okay.
So it's really nice. Really nice.
Awesome. I know that area. So, oh, that's great. Well, next time I'm there, I'm going to come visit. So
yeah, you got to come through. Got to come through.
As we were talking to just about the conversation that we were going to have today, one thing that stood out that Casey said, as we were talking about just back to school and professional development and libraries, the importance of sticking together. And I thought that this was just such a great topic to talk about. Something that we all need, not only as librarians, but as educators. And so I'm excited about talking to you about what that means, the importance of sticking together and what that means to you.
Well, I've experienced this working in Chicago and having to leave the position before the position was actually closed. Mm-hmm. And seeing some colleagues in a different area of the city that were not impacted the same way that I was. And, when you were asking them for support and advocacy, it was like, I can't get involved. Part of it was fear. And the other end of it was kind of like, well, I'm in a good place, so I'm not going to rock the boat. And I think that librarians today need to get out of that mindset of thinking, because if it affects one person or one librarian, it impacts us all. Mm-hmm. In other words, I want to steer a away from the book bans, because that's such a heavy topic these days. And it's really been talked about heavily. But let's think about the states where the book bans are taking place, right? Well, just because it's not happening in your state, it doesn't mean that you don't support that advocacy, because eventually it's heading your way. Don't think that because, you're in a liberal city, like, for example, myself, I'm in a liberal city of DC, heavily Democratic, but things can change any day. So that's why I'm prepared for a potential challenge or book ban, that could come from the general public. So it also comes in line with struggles that we have with scheduling, how librarians are treated, how they're staffed, which is really a big problem. It can go into union issues. In some districts, librarians are not even included in the teachers union, for crying out loud. If it impacts one set of librarians in a state or in a district, it impacts all of us. So we've got to stick together on this. And in DC, we really went through a growing spurt because we have librarians that work in areas of the city, Shannon, where if their positions were to be closed, the parents would fundraise and they would fundraise that librarian's salary for 1 year. But on the flip side, there's areas of the city where they'll say, we're just sorry, this is not, you know, we can't accommodate you. We can't hold on to your salary. So we have to let you go out of our budget. See what I'm saying? So it's sad, but we had to really have some deep conversations amongst ourselves as to we need to stick together and we need to support one another and care for one another on a deeper level than we had been doing in past years.
How many librarians do you work with within your school district?
There's a little fluctuation, but roughly there are 134 positions that are open in throughout the system. So we range anywhere between 125, 134, somewhere around that range for librarians. So it's a lot. So we have a new manager. And our manager, our former manager, Dr. Kevin Washburn, was promoted to director. And now our new manager's name is Nijma Eastside. And she was a former middle school librarian in the district. So now she's heading us as manager. So it's a lot of work that they have to perform, you know, to support us.
Well, and you're so lucky to be part of, you know, a district where there are a lot of librarians. But I think the neat thing about, I've been a librarian now for 16 years. And so, you know, on Twitter and Instagram and, you know, part of Future Ready Librarians for a long time. And in my district, it's totally different from where you are. I'm in a town of 1,400 people. We have about 1,000 kids in one building, and I'm always, you know, the only librarian. But the great thing is I never feel alone because of like the network that we have. And so if I have something that I want to talk about, or I'm looking for an idea, or I want to talk about, you know, something that's challenging, I never feel like I'm alone because of the way that we've all stuck together. And I think as librarians, like, I look at every profession like within education, and librarians are always the one wherever you go, where they have this like friendship and this community. And I think that's one of the best things about being a librarian. And we have to remember that and lift people up. And when they're feeling like that, or they're in a huge district, or they're in a small district, wherever they are, to just remember that we have each other. And I think that's one of the best things.
I agree. And I think also too, we had a number of a small percentage of new librarians join us this year that are currently in programs, and they were allowed to take the position as a school librarian with the understanding that they have to complete all coursework and graduate within 2 years, right? Sometimes we have observed that these employees that make that transition from classroom to library, they bring some of those habits, I'm going to say in a very nice way, from the classroom and behaviors. And we have to kind of deprogram that and say, hey, we work together, we stick together, we support one another. You're not on the island. You're here with a team of people that can provide the greatest level of support, so you can provide the greatest level of service to your school community. And once a lot of these new librarians started to see that, they're like, okay, I get it. I get it now. I get it. Wow, this is really a community. And then they really started to embrace the community more. But it's that deprogramming and the onset, which is kind of tough and interesting.
Yeah. Well, and it's just so fun. Like, I think that's the great thing too about collaboration within our schools, mm-hmm. because you even break down those walls when you start collaborating with your teachers, and we teach them some of the things that we like hold as librarians. And after we were like home for the pandemic and kind of, you know, through that first year, I always say, like, I felt like I was like raising up all these little librarians within my school, because they finally understood that part of being like, no, we're going to stick together and work together. And yeah. It's not like competing. We're not working against each other. We're all on the same team. And that has really been something that has probably been one of the most rewarding parts of my job is that power of what I think those skills that we have and just that mindset as librarians to really work with our school community too, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to help them understand, like, we are all together. We are in this together.
Exactly. And it does take a while, but I will say this, everybody talks about a lot of people talk about the quarantine period of the pandemic in a lot of negative terms. I'm just the kind of person I like to find something positive about a really tough situation. And the positive is that I got to talk to some staff members and start building relationships that I hadn't had previously, you know, in several years since I've been working at the school. And now that we're back in person, those relationships have continued to grow. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive for me, is that I have really developed some good trusting relationships with people. And I just think that we just get so busy in the work that we perform every day. It's nothing personal against me or the library program. It's just that it's the viciousness of the work that we do. And to be a classroom teacher in this day and time, I don't know how they do it. And I tip my redheaded dread to them, because there's no way I could do what they're doing. And then on the flip side, those that know me well, they're like, I can't multitask like you do, Boyd, because I'll lose my mind. But it depends on the person. And I have a high respect for them, because they deal with a lot. So yeah. I'm very patient with them if they're forgetful or they don't respond to an email. And it's nothing personal. It's just the viciousness of the work that they do and the deadlines that they're on.
Again, like, that's just, it's just so important to stick together. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And I'm like you, like, I think of, you know, when we were home and the pandemic, and there were things that were positive about taking a step back and thinking about how we were going to make this happen. And those things have stuck around within my school, and I've seen, you know, others and heard stories. And I love that, because it is so important. One thing too, that I think is so neat and that I admire that you're doing is Clubhouse. And I want you to talk more about that.
I got involved with the Clubhouse by accident. It was through a public library director and the former president of the Black Caucus of the American Library Association. He called me up one Saturday morning, and Richard Ashby was like, hey, I want you to meet this guy. His name's Martin Pratt. And Martin Pratt was, we talked three-way. We were talking about, you know, there's this new system. It's called the Clubhouse. It's been around. And he's like, Elon Musk and Oprah Winfrey are on it. And I'm just thinking, okay, what does this have to do with me? You know? And then the more and more he started talking about it, that there was a small, like, literacy based group on that platform. I said, okay, I'll check it out. Started going in, listening to a couple of rooms and participating. And then I was like, this is free. And this is an extension of what I'm doing online on Twitter and, you know, TikTok and Instagram, Why not? So I created a room, and it's Boss Librarian Chat, Boss Librarian Friends, I should say. It's a weekly chat session, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And it's kind of like wellness in many ways. We are able to get together and we talk about different topics. It's our own PLN for each other, personal learning network. We check in with each other every week. We discuss a topic that's fun for us, like the one that's going to be taking place tomorrow is going to focus heavily on holiday preparations. You know, fall is the beginning of all these holidays. What are you doing in your program? And like I said, I'm 24 years in. Doesn't mean I can't learn something new and different. I've benefited from many things that colleagues that have come into the clubhouse chat and said, hey, this is working at my school. And here's an example of it. And we have a Padlet that goes along with the discussion. And just sharing those resources and materials is great. Now, it's not a Zoom where you see each other. It's like interactive podcasting. That's the best way I can explain it. You log on to the app, which is free, and you're listening to discussions. You're able to to interact and talk to the session leaders. They are recorded every week. So if you miss it, you can still enjoy it later on. And again, interactive podcasting. It's a lot of fun. I look forward to it because last year was a rough year. I had to teach class, and I know a lot of people like, oh yeah, right, Boyd. But yeah, I am traditionally secondary teachers. Librarians in my district are free librarians. We're supposed to collaborative to work with our teachers in a collaborative manner, schedule our classes to come in. My principal was saying, I need you to teach a elective class. Totally outside of my contract. And it was rough.
Yeah.
It was really rough. It was a made up class, but it was really someone to watch a group of kids for a period. That's really what it came down to. And I needed a place to vent in a positive way. And also to release, because you and I both know that, and all of our listeners that are listening to this podcast, we are the only people in our building that are doing this very specific work in our building. So we do take a lot, and we bring a lot of things internally inside of ourselves, things that are upsetting, frustrating, et cetera, et cetera. Where do you release this? Who do you talk to? So for me, the clubhouse is great because I can kind of do a little venting, get it out, and then get my mindset on the right path for the upcoming week. So I enjoy it. Oh, nice. I hope you come and, visit with us because it is a lot of fun.
Well, and it's great because you have like your group that you have that is regular, but also to invite new people. And again, like you said, you're PLN, like people, you know, not only that are colleagues and that we have things in common, but I just love like the friendships that all of us have. It's so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing, is also meeting new librarians that you normally would not interact with on other social media channels, and they're there.
Yeah.
I like that. Or you've interacted with this person on Twitter for so long, but you never heard their voice. Mm-hmm. That's a great opportunity to, yeah, you know, get to know that person on a deeper level.
I love that. So much. I know. I always love meeting like our Twitter friends and
mm-hmm. in person. Exactly. Or some on a more intimate level, you know, that's what I love to.
I know, it's so awesome. Well, Casey, tell everyone where they can find you on social, where they could follow you, and if there's anything else that you want to share as we wrap up our conversation.
Well, It's you can find me easily on any platform at boss_librarian. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, on of course Clubhouse. You can find me that way. You can see the antics. You can see the humor and the laughter. Sometimes the frustration. Like I just posted one yesterday. Like I have a whopping headache. These kids are playing Minecraft and screaming at the screen while they're playing. And I know that there's librarians out there that can relate to this. So I had to give them a 5-minute timeout. And the look on their face on timeout was hysterical. The parents were even laughing at it. You know, the ones that follow me online. And they're like, I see my kid. And they're laughing too. They're like, we know what you're talking about, boy, because they do this at the house.
We can all relate.
It's funny. Yeah, it's really funny when you have those reactions. But yeah. Boss_librarian, you get to see it all. The good, bad, and the funny.
Love it. Well, thank you, Casey, for joining me today. I always love catching up with you. It's just so fun. And I can't wait to see you in person. I haven't seen you forever.
I know. I think FETC, I think that's probably where we'll cross paths in New Orleans.
SLJ Summit coming up.
What am I thinking? Yeah, of course.
Four hours from me. So I can't even wait.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I've been going to that thing for years and it's going to be so much fun, especially this year. And my mom's coming, you know, so we're going to have a rocking good time.
Going to be in the Midwest, so we're going to have a good time.
Yes, back to my roots. Yes.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. We just appreciate everything that you share always. You're going to be able to find Casey's information attached to this podcast, along with a certificate of professional development that you can download and fill out to use. As always, thank you to all of our listeners for joining us for this episode of the Future Ready Librarian Podcast Series, Leading from the Library. And a very special thank you to our sponsors, Follett. You make a difference in our libraries, schools, and within our lives and that of our students every day. We appreciate everything that you do. Please send any, if you want to join me or you have a request, you can send it to me at shannonmcclintockmiller@gmail.com or tag me at Shannon M. Miller. I hope you can take what you learned in today's podcast and put it to use within your practice as a Future Ready librarian. Until next time, friends, keep finding ways to lead within and from your library.